The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax, Johnson's Car New, and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Before we go on with the show, I'd like to make an important announcement. Apparently, there are some people who think you can't buy Johnson's Wax products today. I don't know how such a rumor got started, but I do want you to know that you very definitely can buy these famous Johnson products. Paste and liquid wax, self-polishing glow coat, cream wax, and Car New Auto Polish. It may be that your dealer doesn't have all sizes at all times, but he gets his fair share of the supply, and he will give you your fair share. It's true that the makers of Johnson's Wax are turning out millions of packages of protective finishes for war uses and are proud of it. But by stepping up production and without interfering with the war job, they are also able to make good quantities of the Johnson's Wax polishes that are so important for protecting your floors, furniture, woodwork, and leather goods. You can help by not wasting any wax. Use it sparingly, because a little goes a long way. Well, sir, if there's anything we love to see, it's the thoughtful little courtesies of courtship extended into married life. The way a man leaps up to open a door for his wife. The way he hands her a dropped handkerchief with a smile and a graceful bow. The 1,001 tender little ways he waits on his beloved. For instance, here are Fibber McGee and Molly.
I've asked you 7 times now. Will you please get me a glass of water?
In a minute. Hey, did you read in the paper here how bad the insects are over there in Italy? They're so bad they have to fight them with airplanes.
Oh, where's it say that?
Right here. It says, increased activity by mosquito bombers.
Oh.
And there's the picture. See it? The picture of the guy up there?
Yeah.
In the...
You expecting any phone calls, McGee?
Since Alice Darling flew into our little nest, I've been expecting calls at 3-minute intervals. Yes, and getting them, too. You answer it while I go get you a drink.
All right, dearie. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. No, I'm sorry, but Miss Darling is asleep. Who? Oh, yes, I'll tell her. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Well, it was some soldier, dearie. Says he's a friend of Alice's and simply won't go back to camp till he sees her.
Leave his name?
No, just his initials, A-W-O-L.
That's nobody's initials. That's... Doggone it, what's the matter with this faucet?
Why?
Well, it's clogged up or something. Nothing comes out.
Oh.
Hot water faucet don't work either.
No, sir.
Hey, you suppose I did something wrong when I fixed the water heater this morning?
What? A master carpenter like you do something wrong?
You mean a master plumber.
Well, when it comes to carpentering, yes. But when it comes to plumbing, you're a master carpenter, dear.
Can you feature this? Here you are, thirsty like a blotter, dry as an A-card gas tank. And can't get a drink of water in our own, or mostly our own house. By George, if I...
You answer this one, McGee. I'll run upstairs and see if the water's on up there.
Okay. Hello? Yes. No, Miss Darling is asleep, bud. No, I won't wake her up. The kid works hard and never gets enough sleep as it is, tearing around to dances and everything. Huh? Yes, I think she is working too hard. No, she don't. She looks terrible. So if you're one of these jitter-cutting rug bugs, huh? Yes, Mr. Darling. I'll tell your daughter you called. Boy, I sure put my best foot in my mouth that time.
Who was that, McGee?
Alice's old man. I thought he was one of the boyfriends and gave him the old razzle-dazzle about the kid whooping it up too much.
Oh, dear.
He'll scoop her out of here like an oyster out of a stew. I don't mind losing the $12 a week, but she'll take her ration books with her.
Well, I'll explain it to him later. And I found out what's the matter with the water.
You did? What?
You left your blue coat hanging on the bathroom door.
So what? If the plumbing is so bad here that hanging a coat on the doorknob...
And in the pocket, I found this.
What? Oh, my gosh. The check for the water bill.
Sure.
I thought I mailed that thing.
I thought you had, too. You know, it's been a week since we got the notice that said our water would be shut off in 3 days if the bill wasn't paid.
So, they shut my water off, do they? For 15 years, I've been putting out my hard-earned dough. For what? For the doubtful privilege of strangling myself on their muddy old soup.
No.
And they shut me off. The nerve of them. Why, those H2 overcharging chiselers. If I don't give them a...
Now, stop it, McGee. It's all our own fault. Yeah. We had plenty of warning, you know.
That's beside the point. It's the principle of the thing. Why, suppose this happened to be an aquarium, or a hospital, or a children's home. Think of all those suffering people, parched with thirst. No water to wash. No unsanitary conditions. Well, that's how an epidermis gets started.
No, you don't mean epidermis. You mean epidemic.
I do not. An epidemic is a little squirt gun with a needle on it that the doctor says this won't hurt and it always does.
Nah, that's a hypo.
I thought hypo was one of the Marx brothers.
You're thinking of Harpo.
Well, then what's an epidermis?
Epidermis is skin.
That's what I says. This thing has got under my skin. Shutting my water off after all these years of fairly prompt payment every month is... I'm going to call those nickel-hungry mugs and... Where's the phone book?
Here, kid.
Let me see. Whistle Vista Arch Support. Whistle Vista Cat and Dog. Whistle Vista Wet Wash. Oh, too far. Whistle Vista. 1900. I'll give them Penny any faucet pluggers a blistering little... Hello, this is Fibber McGee of 79 Whistle Vista. And who do you think you are shutting off my water? You get one of your wrench monkeys out here and... Huh? Who? Oh! No, Miss Darling can't come to the phone right now. Oh, okay, I'll tell her you called. Add Gordon to Alice's list of callers, Molly.
Well, if she starts calling today's list, as soon as she gets up, she'll reach Gordon about the 4th of July.
Yeah. Now, I've forgotten the dad-ratted number of the dad-ratted water company. Where's the phone book? Oh,
here.
Let's see. Whistle Vista Art Support. Whistle Vista Cat and Dog. Whistle Vista Wet Wash. No. Oh, here we are. 1900. Give me the phone again. I'll give those frog pond tycoons a piece of my mind that they won't...
Hello, Mr. McGee. Say, Mrs. McGee, honey, what's the matter with the water? I just tried to take a shower and the faucet just hissed at me.
Don't tell me the faucet's been getting out of bed and answering the phone for you, too.
Well, frankly, Alice, dear, we forgot to mail the water company a check and they've shut it off.
Oh, goody. Now I don't have to take a cold shower. Aren't cold showers invigorating and horrible? Oh, well, I've got to go downtown and shop for silk stockings. And maybe the water will be on again when I come back.
Shopping for silk stockings? Aren't you a little optimistic, Alice?
My dear, I'm a complete stoop and I know it. But I found 4 pair last week, so I don't mind being a stoop. Were there any phone calls for me?
Any phone calls? Look at this cauliflower ear, Tootsie. You think I got that from sleeping in a rock garden? My gosh, it's getting so when the phone don't ring, I jump out of my skin.
It isn't really that bad, Alice. And there's a list of your phone calls on the hall table. Add Gordon to it.
Oh, that's Gordon Fox. I've got a date with him Saturday. I don't like him.
You don't like him and you got a date with him?
Yes. I thought it would be a novelty to go out with a fox just once.
Alice, does Mr. Fox work at the airplane plant, too?
Oh, no, Mrs. McGee. Poor Gordon. He's got such a delicious voice. So masculine and everything, and he's tried to get a job as a radio announcer. But they all tell him the same thing.
What's that?
Too short.
Yeah,
that's an odd reason for not wanting an announcer.
Well, he doesn't speak very good English either.
Oh.
You see, he's a lithograph, though he's lived in this country for years and years.
He's a what?
A lithograph, you know, from Lithuania.
Oh, yes. Lithograph. I was afraid for a minute he might be a big oss from Australia.
Oh, Mr. McGee, you're just being ridic. You know very well people from Australia are ostriches.
Oh, Alice.
Well, I'm sorry if the phone calls have been bothering you. Some of those characters at the plant think they can call a girl up anytime they want to simply because their phone number happens to be embroidered on the pocket of her coveralls. Well, goodbye now.
Cut my water off, will they? Don't they know there's a war worker living here? By George, if I... Hey, I was going to call him up. What was that number again, Molly?
I don't remember, dearie. Here's the phone book.
Oh, Whistle Vista Arch Support. Whistle Vista Cat and Dog. Whistle Vista Wet Wash. I pass the laundry again. Here we are, 1900. Give me that phone.
Here, but what good will it do? You can't pay a bill over the phone.
You're right. We'll go down there in person. Where's my hat?
I don't know.
I do. It's right here in the hall closet. Gotta straighten out that closet one of these days.
Billy Mills and the orchestra play My Heart Tells Me.
Come on, will you? Gee whiz, I've been waiting here for 15 minutes with my hat on. What are you doing?
I'm trying the faucets once more, dearie. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. There's a good kid. She knows darn well I haven't got a leg to stand on in this thing. But what does she do? Ball me out? No, sir. She gets sore at the water company right with me. That's the kind of a wife for... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, sis. Now, don't take off your mittens, kitten. Because I and my wife are scramming out of here in a minute.
Why?
Because we got important business downtown, that's why. With a big utility man.
Oh?
Technical point has arose, which has to do with the legality of service continuance during a lapse of monetary return from the consumer.
Well, I...
Never mind. You know what they used to say when I was a lad, sis? When they wanted somebody to scram? They'd say, put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Gee, you sure went with a corny bunch of kids, didn't you?
Oh, yeah?
Well, what does your little group of intellectuals say?
Oh, we say blow, Joe. Uh-huh. Or, take a powder pigeon. Or, do you have to leave, Steve? Oh, anything like that.
Okay, okay. The idea is, sis, that I got no time to stop and talk.
Hey, can I have a drink of water, mister? Can I, please?
No.
Why?
Well, because our water is... because there's something... No. You better not.
Well, gee, mister, I'm awful thirsty, I betcha. Come on, just one little sip of water, please?
No. I'm sorry, sis. No. Go home and get a drink. Yeah.
You mean you won't give a thirsty little child a drink of water? Don't you like little children?
Certainly I like little children. I was a little children, her child. Once myself. Now, looky here, sis. I don't want to be nasty with you, but during this nice autumn weather, a kid like you shouldn't ought to spend so much time in the house. Particularly this house. Now, hit the grit, Snip.
Look, mister, I don't mind so much you refusing a little thirsty child a drink of water, even though water is about the cheapest thing there is, but you deceived me, I bet you.
Huh? What do you mean I deceived you?
Don't give me that prune whip, mister.
Huh?
We saw the water man turn off your water this morning because you didn't pay your bill. And my daddy says he wished there was some utility he could go to and get your hot air shut off. Sure. If you'd have offered me a glass of root beer or something, I'd have clammed up, mister. But now, oh, brother.
Why, that little blackmailer. She's going to blab it all over the neighborhood, is she? My gosh. Hey, Molly, hurry up, will you?
Coming, dearie.
Oh.
You're right, the water is shut off.
Betcha.
Not a faucet in the house that works. I've tried them all. Who are you talking to?
The little girl across the street. Come on, let's go. You got the water bill?
No, have you?
Yes, you got any money?
No, have you?
Yes, you want to call a cab?
No, do you?
Yes, can we afford it?
No.
Okay, come on. Well, here we are, Molly. This is the Wistful Vista Utility Building. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it can be, dearie. We didn't pass the Wistful Vista Arch Support or the Wistful Vista Cat and Dog Hospital.
Hello there, Molly. Hiya, pal. Say, I was looking for you folks.
Oh, hiya, Junior.
Why were you looking for us, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, I was hoping you'd be home this afternoon, but as long as you're not, may I take the key to your house?
Yeah, is Molly in yet? Key to our... I had a hard time getting out of that cab. What's the idea of wanting the key to our house, Junior?
Well, look. I wanted to bring a customer over and show her your kitchen linoleum.
Yeah.
Yours is such a wonderful example of how Johnson's Glow Coat preserves the beauty of the pattern and protects against scuffing and cracking.
Oh, well, in that case, Junior, I see no objection to giving you...
You see, I'm going to show this woman how beautifully Glow Coat has protected your linoleum, Molly. Then I'm going to toss a little goo of some kind on the floor and show her how easily it will wipe off a glow-coated surface with a damp cloth.
Oh, where'll you get the damp cloth, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, I'll take an old cloth with me and hold it under the faucet in your sink for a minute. Oh, what's the matter?
Isn't there any other place where... I mean, well, gee whiz, Junior, do you have to use our house for this demonstration?
Why, sure, haven't you any other customers with glow-coated linoleum?
Sure.
Say, what is this, a runaround? Are you brushing me off?
Oh, no. Don't get that idea. Get that idea out of your curly little head, Junior. We only... Well, with our rumor, with Miss Darling, you know, trying to sleep, we don't want any disturbance.
Miss Darling is downtown shopping. I saw her 10 minutes ago.
Oh, he didn't mean Miss Darling, Mr. Wilcox. He meant Uncle Dennis. You know, he sleeps late, too, and we wouldn't want to disturb
Uncle
him.
Uncle Dennis isn't home, either. I saw him downtown, too. He's going into a bookie joint. So may I please take your key?
Can you make it tomorrow, Junior?
No, I can't. And you just wait till Racine hears about this. You won't even cooperate with me to make a lifetime customer for Johnson's Glow Coat. A fine thing.
Yeah, but look, Harlow...
Skip it. Skip the whole thing. Anybody think I was going to wreck your house? What do you think I was going to do anyway? Go away and leave the water running?
He saw it. We couldn't tell him our water had been shut off, could we?
I've been better at that. Do you think he'll really tell Racine?
Nah, Junior's chicken-hearted, but he ain't pig-headed.
What do you mean?
He'll squawk, but he won't squeal.
We better get that bill paid before there are any new complications.
Yeah.
Now, where do we go?
Right in here, I think. This is where I came the last four times they shut it off. 1927, 1930, 36, and 41.
Yes, what was it, please?
We want the water turned on at our house, sis, but quick.
Very well. Please see Mr. Snavely at window 12. Mr. Snavely is in charge of new accounts.
But this isn't a new account, dearie. This is one of your old tired accounts. And I think it's tired on account of we keep forgetting to pay the bill.
Now, look, sis. We've been using your chlorine-flavored cloud juice for 20 years. And the only courtesy we ever had in all that time was once a fish came out of the faucet and bowed to us.
Just what was your trouble, please?
Our water has been shut off.
Oh, I see. Please sit down while I look up the account. What was the name?
Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. And let me tell you, sis, if I don't get better treatment, you can close the account and I'll deal direct.
Direct with who, dearie?
Well, it still rains and snows, don't it? I can catch it in tubs on the roof, can't I? Just because this company's got a monopony on water service in this town.
I think you mean monopoly, sir.
What did I say?
You said monopony, dear.
Well, what does that mean?
That means the same thing over and over.
And this is it. I've been through this same thing. In 1927, 1930, 36, and 41. Here's the check, sis. I'll get busy.
Just sit down, sir, while I check the account.
Thank you.
About time you learned this lesson, McGee.
What lesson?
The futility of arguing with a utility.
Yeah.
Heavenly days, you... Ah, there's Dr. Gamble. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Errol Smith. What's your complaint to the water company? Find a germ in your garden hose?
I have no complaint to make, my boy. Just came down to check up on one of the officers of the company.
Oh, what's the matter with him, Doctor?
Probably drank some of the company's water, and he's so full of mud, he wants Doc to subdivide him.
There's nothing really wrong with the man. He's just overworked. Lost a lot of help. And he says there's an epidemic of lint heads who've been forgetting to pay their water bills. And when the water's shut off, they come screaming down here and accuse them of everything but the burning of Rome and the Kansas Dust Bowl. Incidentally, what are you here for?
We merely...
Oh, Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
If you will take this check over to the delinquent account department, window 17, they will arrange to turn your water back on.
Thank you, miss.
Ah, you too, huh, McGee? So you're one of the yapping citizens who's always screaming for service but gets writer's cramp at the sight of a checkbook.
Is that so? Why, you big deep-sea iodine sprinkler.
Why deep-sea, McGee?
You've seen his sign, physician and sturgeon. I'd like to see your diploma sometime, you big medicine show banjo player. I'll bet you got less standing than Sitting Bull.
And you've got as much bull standing as sitting. Why, you pathetic little biological sport.
Huh? You hear that, Molly? Doc thinks I'm a biological sport.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Did you really mean that, Doc? You're not just saying that because you admire me.
No, indeed.
Oh, gee, thanks. Confidentially, I kind of got a sneaking admiration for you, too, Doc.
Well, thanks. See you at the Elks tonight?
Yeah. Be there early, Doc. We'll sneak a few hands of cribbage. So long.
Good day.
Goodbye, Doctor. Isn't he nice?
Great guy. Great guy. Imagine him thinking I'm a biological sport. Well, I'll certainly have to try to live up to that.
The King's Men singing Sunshine of Virginia.
All the little flowers nod their pretty heads when my sweetie passes by. All the little birdies in the trees, honeybees, come and sing and everything, and all the little children on their way to school meet her and greet her with a smile. Is it any wonder that I love her? Is it any wonder skies above her smile on my sunshine of Virginia? All the little dewdrops pop and listen for my baby. Birdies in the treetops stop and listen for my baby. When I'm walking by her side, I'm a dizzy one. Dizzy, dizzy, that old Cupid really must be a busy one. Everybody loves her so. Pretty little baby, giving me her kisses. In a little while, maybe, she will be my little missus. She is the sunshine of Virginia. All the soldiers and the sailors give a whistle when my sweetie passes by. When she visits USO canteens, tough Marines sign, swoon, and want a spoon, and even scowling colonels when they catch her eye meet her and leave her with a smile. Is it any wonder that I love her when, like skies above her, she is the sunshine of Virginia?
You ashamed to meet all that fuss, McGee? They said the water would be turned on long before we got home.
Be good to walk in and get a nice cold glass of water at that one.
Sure.
You know, Molly, them guys at the water company never learn. They're stupid.
Why?
They never learn that I always pay my bill. My gosh, counting today, that makes five times they shut my water off because I forgot to mail a check. And five times they had to turn it back on again. Well, they never learn. Why, if I ever...
Well, hello there, Molly, darling, and Fibberland.
Hello, Uncle Dennis.
Hi, Uncle. What's this a friend of ours tells us about seeing you going into a bookie joint?
Now, listen, McGee, if Uncle Dennis wants to buy a book, what of it? I think it's nice if he wants to improve his mind.
Oh, it was not buying a book I was, McQuishler. I was just dropping in on an old friend of mine, may his shadow never grow smaller, fat as he is, who has a small business up an alley out of the high-rent district. And the sight of the cops, may they all swallow their whistles and blow out their brains.
Why, Uncle Dennis, what have you got against policemen?
Yeah, you're always trying to get on the police force yourself, huh?
And why am I not on the force at this moment, I'd inquire of you? Jealousy, 'tis all it is. Oh. Blackballed me they have. May their meat coupons blow out the window. And all because when I took the preliminary examinations and a more childish set of questions I couldn't answer, not being a child... One of the questions was, how do you stop a runaway horse? And out of my great experience, I answered, put a fin on his nose. Because I've never done it yet that a horse didn't slow to a walk. And where have you been going this fine day now?
Oh, I tell you, we forgot to mail a check for the water bill, Uncle Dennis, and they shut our water off. Yeah,
we couldn't get enough out of the faucet to wet an airmail stand.
Shut the water off, did they, the blackguards? Yeah. Well, maybe a good thing for you it was.
Why?
Because the very same thing happened to a friend of mine, Rory McShane, which just goes to show that history and radishes repeat themselves. And of course, McShane himself, who did a wonderful thing for the city of Boston by moving his wife and a finer woman with a cook stove, never breathed the breath of this last such as it is. And all the 12 littles, and I remember they had a dozen children, McShane being a baker at the time, to the town of Elkhart, Indiana.
Good old Elkhart, Indiana. Remember me speaking of Elkhart, Molly?
Yes.
I and Fred Nittany played there many times with our vaudeville act.
Well, you must have changed the act. You never could have played any place twice with the one I've heard about.
Oh. We had some pretty smart stuff, Fred and me.
And the reason I remember old Rory McShane, he was always trying to pick up a couple of bucks. And
I'll never forget the gag I and Fred had where I come out on the stage and says,
yes, sir, old Rory McShane, may his future be as rosy as his nose, which don't seem possible at first glance. Though, nobody was ever much satisfied with just one glance. And what were we talking about?
Well,
now?
Never mind, Uncle Dennis. We'll see you later.
Yeah, we got to hurry in the house and see if they turned the water on.
Good afternoon, Uncle Dennis.
And the balance of the evening to yourself, McQuishla.
Where's my keys? Oh, here they are. Believe me, Molly, if those mugs haven't turned our water on, I'm going to go back down there and tell them if you please.
Our poor house is ankle deep in water.
Oh, my gosh. We went away and left all the faucets turned on.
Well, go shut them off, dearie.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is awful.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's a note on the mantel. Look, it's from Alice.
Never mind that now. Shut the faucets off. What does it say?
It says, I got tired of waiting for the water to be turned on, so I went to the movie because all my favorites were playing there. Claude Rains, Ethel Waters, and Donald Duck.
Oh, sure.
It's a natural thing with the war tides running in our favor to think we can relax a bit, but that's exactly what we can't afford to do. In war plants, we've got to work even harder to keep production up to the pace of the war. And in the home, we've got to take even better care of our things, because it'll be a long time before industry can get back to peacetime goods. Look around your home tonight and make sure you're doing all you can to practice conservation. When you reach the kitchen, look at your linoleum floor. If it's not regularly protected with a good polish, get some Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat right away. Glow Coat will not only keep that linoleum looking beautiful, colors like new, not only save you hours of work because it takes no rubbing or buffing, but Glow Coat will actually make your linoleum last 6 to 10 times longer. Protect your floors with Johnson's Glow Coat.
Such a mess, McGee. I'll never get it cleaned up.
I just thought of something, Molly.
Well, let's hear it. I can stand a good laugh right now.
Them guys at the water company are so stupid. The joke's on them, after all. I know why I didn't mail that check before.
Why?
Because we haven't got that much money in the bank.
Oh. Why?
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson Wax Finishes for Home and Industry, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This program has reached you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Chicago WMAQ. Chicago WMAQ.